most other countries, poor budget marksmanship is when a government severely overestimates the revenue it will collect and underestimates its expenditure. That's what poor marksmanship is about. Then the government makes unfunded promises that it cannot see through because there's no money, or it borrows funds from somewhere else and kicks the can down the road, leaves behind a growing burden for the next generation. But this is not the case in Singapore, where we practice responsible and prudent budgeting. Ultimately, it's not just a matter of good marksmanship or poor marksmanship. It's a question of the right values and the wrong values, the correct fiscal principles and the wrong fiscal principles. And the WP and the PSP may think that we are being overly cautious in our projections, but this government will never take risk with Singaporeans' lives and future. We keep our public finances healthy year after year. We spend within our means, and if there are new or additional areas of need, we raise revenues to meet these new demands. We always ensure that we have enough rather than risk falling behind and falling short. And should we have surpluses, that's good. That's good news. The money is not squandered because it helps to fund future needs and allows us to provide more support for Singaporeans. And the fruits of Singapore's progress will be shared with everyone, as we are doing in this budget, to recognize the collective efforts of all Singaporeans. Sir, that's the responsible way to steward and manage our nation's finances. We have 60 years of history to show that Singapore has abided by the right values and principles, and Singaporeans can continue to count on this government to continue doing the same.